Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Neil, thanks very much for joining us so soon after the game. Two great games, both away from home. Goals, quality, passion. I don't think tonight we were lacking passion, but we were lacking a bit of quality tonight, weren't we?
Yeah, I thought they've come with a game plan to put every man behind the ball, and they've done it. The pleasing thing is, Swansea people might not realise this, but we lost both games against Nantwich last season, and we haven't back-to-back clean sheet, 7 points. Out of possible nine, we'll take it. Do we expect to win? I don't think you can expect to win. Could we do better first half? Yeah, but there's something wrong in there at the minute, and I'll tell you what it is. I'm not going to shy away from it. There's too many people freezing on this stage. They've come from where they've come from. They've got shackles have got to come off. They're here for a reason. They've got to learn to play forward. They've got to be braver with the ball. They've got to be braver with the runs. These fans are exceptional. We'll not have a pop at you for trying to strike the ball from 25 yards. And we've just got to let that go. We've got to let it go. It hasn't happened. However, I wasn't going to come up here and complain about the officials. I promise you I wasn't. But then Tim Brown has just shown me the goal. And how the linesman's got it wrong is absolutely appalling decision. And Swansea, we win the game. Regan Linney's 3 yards onside. Comes from behind. I've just seen it. 3 yards onside. The linesman's got to help us out there. And I'm not saying that the Lions lost us a game, but for a game that you don't play too well in, or kind of you've got to be contained, you play against 11, smash and grab, you win the game 1-0, and you're reliant on officials, and he's got it badly, badly, badly wrong tonight.
Well, again, from where our position, we couldn't quite tell whether it was onside or an offside. You've just confirmed that, and I'm sure when people look at it, the assistant referee will be pretty giving dogs abuse for it. But, I mean, in regards to the first 45 minutes, I mean, we had a lot of possession. We worked the ball in good positions, but then our final delivery was very, very poor. The passes were just... Are you accounting for that, the fact that some of the players are still freezing then? Mm. And that's why the passes aren't coming off as well as they would do?
I mean, I've got to be careful what I say here because I don't want people to jump on it. Ennis is a lot better with the ball than what he showed tonight. So Ennis doesn't freeze in front of this crowd. He revels in front of this crowd.
Yeah.
First off, he was wasteful with the ball. He knows that. But I just thought there was a lot of times that we're going side to side. And I'll use Guy Hull. I'll use Tom Murray. I'll use Eddie Mieko. I'll use Clive Smith. You know, people that we can go forward quicker, and we don't. And then he comes back in, and then Andy Ors is hitting the ball long, which we don't work on. He needs to get out of that flipping Chorley mentality that we don't go long. You know, and I've told him that.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to go into feet. We've got to play on the half turn. That's the bit we've got to be better on. But I just thought in front of that, we wasn't brave enough. And then young Jack come on, Max come on, and I still don't think they're at the pace of the game yet. I think they need to show a lot more and be a lot more brave on the ball. But that'll come. That'll come. For me, you know, if I speak to Dan Lavercombe, he's delighted. That's back-to-back clean sheets. That's one goal conceded in three. That's 7 points out of nine. That's a good return after the shocking, abysmal performance against Atherton, which we talked about. I thought tonight we moved the ball well. I just think that we're going to come up against a lot of sides that come here and park the bus, and we've got to be braver. And the key players at the top end of the pitch, your Linneys, your Miekos, your Andertons, your Ennises, whoever it will be, Woolerton when he's fit, Donoghue, who we missed tonight, we've just got to be braver. We've got to be braver and let that ball go, because in training, you know, we must strike the ball 200 times a goal, and then we get to a game and we don't do it.
Linney felt very isolated even when McCarthy came on, and he was sort of drifting out, but it just wasn't his night. Did you feel that he, with his great ability, he's been brilliant this season, but does he need to sometimes show a bit more nous to find more space?
You might have seen it from up here. We went five up front, second half. You know, we went everything. You know, we went three at the back. We sacrificed Kyle. You know, we put on, you know, Mieko and an Anderton wide areas, and McCarthy and Ennis and Linney. But I've just said to Riggs, listen, he's got aspirations to play higher. And he's a wonderful talent. He's a wonderful footballer. He scored 3 and 4. Should have been 4 and 4 tonight if the liner gets it right. But he knows he's got to be better. And sometimes when your players are isolated one, which he wants to do, he's got to look after the ball. He's got to be stronger around the ball. You know, fans are telling me it's a penalty. I think he goes down a bit too easy, but I don't know. You know, I'm not going to come here and defend, you know, it sounds indefendable, but I know how good Regan Linney is. And tonight, I think he's at a 6 out of 10. I think he did that against Everton. But the last two games against Belper and Whitby, he's been excellent. So what my job is to try and get that consistency out of Regan to make him a better player. He wants to be a 9. He's been an 11 all his career. But if he wants to be a 9, great word, you've got to have a bit more nous about you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at the penalty situation. I mean, again, from us, I think we thought it was a little bit too soft. He could have an opportunity to have a shot first and foremost, and then he's in that situation where he knows he's got two players upon him, and you're going to go down there, and there might have been a bit of touch on him, but I mean, overall, 94 minutes. I mean, I think I'm jesting there, because how there's only 4 minutes of additional time in that second half is beyond
six
me.
Subs.
Six subs with a 3.5 minute injury to a player and a drinks break. Mm. But we're not going to blame referees, but clearly from the what you've said in regards to, if you hadn't seen that goal, which wasn't a goal,
no.
Or a goal that was a goal but wasn't a goal, would you be as disappointed, or is it that you've seen it, it's just doubly infuriating?
Listen, I'm disappointed that we didn't work the keeper more tonight, and I think with our attacking options, but when you play against a team who do put all the men behind the ball, they're suffering big badly with injury suspensions. Dave's got to come here and have a game plan tonight, and he's done it. You've got to say fair play to him. You know, you've got to say fair play. But when you see the goal, then it adds to your frustration. As a manager, sometimes you've got to try and break that down. We did break it down. We only did one chance to break it down. The linesman's not level with play. We don't get it, and it's a frustrating night. But you've got to give Nantwich enormous credit. You know, they're on the back of losing in the 94th minute on Saturday, so they were hurting. So fair play to Dave and the staff for coming here with a game plan. I always like playing against them. Two good sides. And listen, they'll take points off people. For us, listen, Swampy, I've got to look back at it now. We lost against Everton, and then we had two really difficult games against Belper and Whitby. You know, I would have been delighted if we would have got a point in one of them two games, and then I would have looked at Nantwich and gone, can we get three? For me, we've done it the other way around. And I know people go, but you've got to win your own games. Well, yeah, you do. But how many teams go to Whitby this season and win, or Belper and win? So we've got, after that first game, we've got to take 7 from 9 as a really good return. I don't know how results have gone on tonight, but I've got to say positive, and I've got to say well done to the lads, because we've bounced back after the first game of the season. We're unbeaten in 3, so for me, it's my job now to work on us in the training ground. Have we got the midfield 2 right? We missed Donoghue massively. Mm. We're missing Vincent, you know. But we'll get these players back. You know, we'll get them back, and you've just got to, at times, you've got to take it. But like I said, congratulations to Nantwich. Great game plan. We couldn't unlock them. All the best to them for the season. We've got to now move on to 2 big games on a bank holiday weekend. But I'll say this, you know, I want the fans to get right behind these players, and these players have got to revel playing in front of them. Well, and if they don't, there's issues.
Talking of 2 big games over the weekend, well, one of them is a very big game for you personally, because you're going back to your old club. Does that still give you a little bit of an extra buzz, or are you now just taking it as a game of football? Go there, represent the club, play well, and go back with 3 points.
Without wanting to sound arrogant, and I'm not being, I think it means more to them than it does to me. You know, for me, it's just a game of football, and I think they always dress it up as I'm coming back and we don't let him win and all that. Listen, I had some brilliant times at Bamber Bridge. I've been here nearly 4 years now, and you know, I love being here. This is my club. You know, thank you very much to Bamber Bridge for giving me the opportunity, and you know, I won them trophies. But for me, it's just another fixture.
Yeah.
Me and Jamie are good mates, and we've just got to go there and do a job. And me, I'm not going to stand in the dressing room and talk about how I spent 10 years there. We're going there with a game plan. Can we unlock them? Can we beat them? Can we get on the coach? Can we go home? And then can we get rid of Radcliffe?
4 points from the next 2 games. Would you be satisfied with
that? That's my target. Yep. You know what, like, that's the target, and we've got to try and achieve our target. You know, you'll say to me, what was it from the first 12? We had a target. After the first 3, we wanted 7. You know, we got 6. Over the next 3 games, we wanted 7. We've now got 1.
Well,
we'll get another 2.
We know the difficulty of this league. I mean, up till about 5 minutes before the end of the game, I mean, we know Gainsborough were beating South Shields. At South Shields. I don't know how it finished, but that was about the 85th minute. So, I mean, it gives you an idea of teams beating teams, teams that you don't expect to be beaten are getting beaten, and the division is very, very tough. Do you expect more? Do you expect this more of this season, though, from an FC perspective? Teams coming and parking the bus.
Yes, I do.
Do you really?
And we've got a reputation of being a good footballing side, and people we've recruited well. I think we'll have a different dimension when Donoghue's back, when Woolerton's back, when Vincent's back. You know, and losing to Mike Donoghue tonight, he's one of my best players. He's scored 2 from 2. It's a big blow for us, and you know the lads who've replaced him haven't done enough tonight for me. And that's up to me. I've got to assess how long he's going to be out for. Do we look to bring somebody else in? We've got 7 days and on 2 players at the minute. You know, one from Farsley and one from West Didsbury. So, you know, we're all looking to add to it. But it's going to be a topsy-turvy season. Everyone will feel it. Mike Fowler put his arm around me and said, we've got to beat it against twice against these last season. So we haven't done today. So if they are our bogey side, we've kind of claimed a bit of that little back, and we've got a point tonight.
I mean, as Stato Poor said, unfortunately, the stats for the Nantwich game, we haven't actually scored against Nantwich for 5 hours.
It's a good stat, that. Thank you, Paul. I promise you I'll try and get that right when we go back in. But listen, we'll finish by saying thanks for your support. I don't know what the crowd was. Amazing support. I'm sorry we couldn't win a Broadhurst Park, but we will. You know, we will do soon. And we've just got to keep the faith, keep the belief. And like you said, we're 3 points off the top of the league, heading into the Bank Holiday weekend, so we'll take that.
Everything's good.
You know, sorry we didn't get the win tonight, but you know, the lads have got back-to-back clean sheets, unbeaten in 3, so we'll take that.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.